I ask you, who was greater, Thomas A. Edison or his mother? When he was a young lad, his teacher sent him home with a note which said, "Your child is dumb. We can't do anything for him." Mrs. Edison wrote back, "You do not understand my boy. I will teach him myself." And she did, with results that are well known. When Robert Ingersoll, the notorious skeptic, was in his heyday, two college students went to hear him lecture. As they walked down the street after the lecture, one said to the other, "Well, I guess he knocked the props out from under Christianity, didn't he?" The other said, "No, I don't think he did. Ingersoll did not explain my mother's life. And until he can explain my mother's life, I will stand by my mother's God." Tonight I want to talk about Mother's Day. And it's a mother's contagious faith. A single verse tonight. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, Paul writes to Timothy in one of his letters. He says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in that in thee also." See, mothers of faith have changed the course of history. We see them mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. We know that the mother of Moses spared the great deliverer's life. We saw a situation this morning. What would happen if that it had not occurred? With Paul and Silas, they wouldn't have started the church of Philippi. What had happened if Moses' mom didn't put him in the Nile and he found by Pharaoh's daughter? The mother of Samuel dedicated him to the Lord before his birth. The mother of John and Charles Wesley gave birth to a revival. See, mothers have long-reaching effect. Here in this verse, we see who is the mother of Eunice as the first one. It's not a familiar name. Her name was Lois. And you know, there's a lot of people in the Bible just that are mentioned only once or maybe twice. But they had a tremendous impact. An impact that they didn't see in their lifetime probably. But an impact nonetheless. You know, Paul writes this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. He says this. He says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." It's not important to understand Lois's life, except that she was a Christian. It's not important to understand Eunice's life, except that you're a Christian. The most important thing for all of us tonight is, do we know Jesus Christ as our Savior?
Amen.
Once the New York Times was asked to help a group of club women decide on the 12 greatest women in the United States. After due consideration, the editors replied, "The 12 greatest women in the United States are women who have never been heard of outside of their own home." That's pretty profound. See, the issue is we all take our part in God's grand design. We all need to seek His will. See, Lois brought faith to her daughter Eunice. Eunice brought faith to her son Timothy, who was a blessing to Paul. Abraham Lincoln once said, "No man is poor who has had a godly mother." You know, the greatest thing in physics is the chain reaction. It's what leads to the atomic bomb and nuclear fission. And basically what happens is you take a uranium atom and you put neutrons in it and you split it. And then it splits. And then it splits. And every time it splits, there's this tremendous power. Folks, what we need to understand is that faithful mothers can start a chain reaction of faith. This is because it's Mother's Day. It's kind of slanted towards mothers. But you know something? It's in all of our responsibilities to do this. I find it interesting here that there's no man listed in the spiritual heritage of Timothy, with the exception of Paul. It wasn't his daddy. It was Eunice. Okay? And so we need to understand three things tonight, very quickly as we examine this scripture. First of all, is that a mother's faith may spread to her children. See, I will tell you something. If you never say anything about God, your kids will know nothing about God. In this verse, we see something, though, is that it made a lasting impression. Paul writes to Timothy, he says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith." The faith of Lois and the faith of Eunice made an impression on Paul. And we need to understand that our faith needs to have an impression, make a change in other people's lives. It made a lasting impression to Paul. Here and then in verse 6 it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance." We need to remember these things. The other thing that we see in this verse is that Lois's faith was genuine. It was unfeigned. Unfeigned means to be without dissimulation, or better yet, without hypocrisy. It was absolutely real. It's the same word that's used in Romans chapter 8, 12 verse 8. It says, "With love be without dissimulation." It's the same word, the unfeigned. "Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good." In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22, "Seeing ye have purified your hearts, your souls, and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto" what? "Unfeigned love." You know, we say today, let's get real. Folks, we need a genuine faith. We need a faith that's real. Let's get real tonight. Let's get real tonight with God. It says, "Unfeigned love of the brethren, that ye see you, that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." You know, we don't know when Lois came to faith in Christ. We just know that she did. We don't know when Eunice did. We just know that she did. In Lois's case, we do know that at one point, she came to a point where she trusted Jesus as her Savior. On her way to Mississippi and on the way back, there were billboards, the ABCs of salvation. She recognized and she understood that she was a sinner. And the thing that we need to understand is that you have to admit that you need help. You have to admit that you need help. And then the other thing is, she grasped the concept of grace. The B in the ABCs is that you believe in what Christ did. He died on the cross for man's sin. He was buried. He rose again. That is the gospel. There is nothing else added to it. And then the last thing is she responded in faith. He confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. You could say that's the C, or you could say call on God. The ABCs, it's simple that a child can do it. But sometime in her life, Lois did it. Sometime in her life, Eunice did it. And they passed that faith on. Oh, see, a mother's faith may spread to her children. We understand that her faith was unfeigned. It was genuine. There's a lot of people that say, "I have faith in God," but they really don't. It doesn't have any impact on their lives at all. And so she had genuine faith. We know that she shared her faith, Lois shared her faith with Eunice, and that Eunice saw Christ in her mother and believed. Question: what are we doing to win your children or our children to Christ? Don't leave it up to the school. It's not going to happen. Don't leave it up to the church. It is our responsibility. When they were in the wilderness, there was a song of Moses. And the song of Moses was to be sung from the fathers down to the children, and then from them down to the next generation, and down to the next generation. And that's how it was passed. That's how faith is passed from relationship to relationship. to relationship, from generation to generation. And it didn't take long for them to drop the ball. Because in the book of Judges it says, "And there arose up a generation that knew not God." Folks, we see the effect of not sharing the gospel today. And it's our fault. It's our fault. If everybody was walking Christ's way, we wouldn't have the mess that we have today. And so a mother's faith may spread to her children. You know, it gave a burden for Lois to witness to Eunice. Do we have that burden? Do we have that burden? We need a burden for our families, folks. And we need to keep on living an example and praying for them and doing everything we can until every one of our kids knows Christ. Everyone. No, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says what? "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not" what? "Depart from it." The problem today is we need to train our kids. Secondly, a mother's faith may spread to her grandchildren. We're talking about Lois here. We're talking about Lois. You know, Eunice gave birth to Timothy. And you know, when we have a new child come into our family, what do we want? We have high hopes for them, right? You know, some people want to become an athlete, okay? Or some people want to become, you know, someone famous. We always want the best for our kids. We always have high hopes. And Eunice and Lois were no different. They had high hopes for him because they named him as one who was honoring God. The word Timotheus in the Greek means to honor God. And so they set him right on the path with the right name. And then they put him in an environment that he could learn about God. How did these two women reach Timothy? They did so by demonstrating genuine faith in their lives. Oh, folks, I know a lot of families where they say they're Christians and their kids are going amok, and they say, "Well, I don't understand." And they've got the same thing in their house. He said, "I don't understand why my kid drinks. I don't understand why they're on drugs. I don't understand why they're looking at pornography. It's because it's in the house." Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of the filthy language. Get rid of all this stuff. See, they did so by demonstrating genuine faith. You know, James talks about genuine faith. He says, "Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." He says, genuine faith is looking into the Word of God. Genuine faith is not having respect to persons and not having favoritism. Genuine faith is faith that's worked, backed up by works. Genuine faith is one that honors and lifts up people instead of tears them down. Genuine faith is believing when you pray in accordance with God's will, and you get that result. Genuine faith is being effectual and fervent. Genuine faith is looking to God in all things. So they did so by demonstrating genuine faith in their lives. They did so by their prayers, examples, and teaching. Now, Acts chapter 16, verse 1, Timothy was saved in a little town called Derbe. And it says that Eunice was a Jew, but his father was a what? Was a Greek. In fact, Timothy was raised Greek. He wasn't raised as a Jew. And that caused a lot of issue when they went to Jerusalem. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, maybe you're the saved one and you have an unsaved spouse. But 2 Corinthians 7:14 says this. It says, "For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy." See, the issue is that if you're saved, you know what to do for your kids. And you need to do the same. Timothy wasn't getting it from daddy. He was getting it from mom. He was getting it from grandma. And it made a difference. You know, grandparents are special people to grandchildren. Okay? I don't know. We don't have any yet. Trying. Hoping. Not happening yet. Okay? But, you know, but Lois and Eunice succeeded in bringing Timothy to Christ because they met a man by the name of Paul. And Paul became God's answer to their prayers by leading Timothy to faith in Jesus. You know, just like if Paul and Silas had gone out of that prison and just gone out and preached, that Philippian jailer may not have been saved. The issue is, if Lois and Eunice had not prayed, Paul may have never been guided by the Holy Spirit there. See, we know that Paul led Timothy to Christ because in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, in his first letter, he says this. He says, "Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith." In verse 6 of 2 Timothy, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." See, Paul was intimately involved in the salvation and the discipleship of Timothy. And so it's because that he was in an environment, and that environment was set by Lois, and it was set by Eunice. Well, thirdly, a mother's faith may spread to future generations. We know about the life of Timothy, and it's just interesting that the Philippian jailer was the charter member of the church at Philippi. Just look at what happened because of the faith of Lois and the faith of Eunice, and then the salvation of Timothy, and then his ministry with Paul. See, Timothy became Paul's companion in ministry. In Romans chapter 16, verse 12, it says, "Timotheus, my what? Work fellow." Oh, folks, we need to work together. We don't need to work apart. We need to work together in unity to bring people to God. That is the point of relationships. That is the point of revival. That is why we're supposed, in Malachi it says we're supposed to do what? Raise godly seed. So it says, "Timothy is my workfellow, and Lucius and Jason and Sopater, my kinsmen, salute you." See, Timothy preached with Paul and Berea. Timothy stayed behind in Thessalonica when Paul had to leave. Timothy was sent by Paul to Corinth to see what was going on. Timothy was sent back to Philippi to help that church. Timothy was the pastor at the church at Ephesus. Timothy was, as we see here in this verse, Timothy was with Luke, with Paul at Rome to the very end. See, what an impact salvation can bring. What an impact witnessing to get somebody saved can bring. We can see that here. We see the third generation of people that are saved. See, Paul's letters to Timothy still spread the faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." And those words still live today. They're in the Scripture. Our kids, Awana, is out of Timothy. And it's still having a long-lasting effect today. See, through Timothy's life, Lois and Eunice are still spreading the faith today. I have a question. Does your spiritual lineage end with you? It shouldn't. It needs to go to the next generation. And it needs to go to the next generation after that. Because we'll never know what kind of impact we're going to have. But I guarantee you, we will have zero impact if we do zero, if we do nothing. You know, what a thrilling thought for every mother and grandmother on this Mother's Day. See, A Christian's mother's influence is unlimited. Our influence is unlimited. Our family's influence is unlimited. Our church's influence is unlimited. It's only limited by us. And they're only limited by the amount that we allow God to work in our lives and work through us. What influence is our faith having today? Only you can answer that question. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Lord, I ask for this time of invitation. Father, help us, Lord, to first of all have saving faith in you. And then afterwards, Lord, help us, Lord, to have going faith and sharing faith. And faith that we will love others and tell them the good news. Lord, we ask that you be with us time of invitation. Just help us, Lord, just to be changed and to follow you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.